All right, this is now MPFL Tatafu, episode 1 for Football Republic podcast. We're going to come your way every other week on top YouTube. Just do well to make sure, see, you subscribe and yourself turn off your notifications so that anytime we drop anything about MPFL Tatafu, yes, you will be among the first to get the notification. We'll talk about the Nigerian Professional Football League on MPFL Tatafu and we'll concentrate on everything that happened for the league so far. Now, match week 19, 9 weeks without our missing, we don't go halfway into the 2020-2021 season. So, we'll bring a recap of everything that happened from match week 1. Can reach match week 19. This is the MPFL Tatafu. My name is Sawadino, and of course, I day here with the Republicans. Where we say them, they will tell you everything about the NPFL as it don't take happen so far. I day with Swo and I day with Timmy on top this podcast today.
Yes, yes, my people. I don't come back again. I don't say yes, and I don't miss NPFL small, especially for those who they always follow NPFL, especially for the NPFL TV and people they follow LMC online, all those commentaries where LMC they give us online. I don't miss them. But man, don't worry. I think next week, the league will start again. Match week 20 will start. But I could say we start this one on the halfway mark for the NPFL. And like I always talk, this now our game. This now our game, we say we gas to support. We gas to make sure so we build them. Just like the likes of PSL for South Africa, the Egyptian League, Libyan League. Even Libyan League better pass our own. Sudan League serve better pass. Nigerian players.
Please don't blaspheme.
I know I'm blaspheming.
Let's not talk ourselves.
But we got to tell ourselves the truth. But it could say the league will come back very soon. I think next weekend, match week 20 will start, the second stanza. And it could say, yes, sir. Republicans, we don't dare to give now all the latest as they consign the league and every week consign the matter for the NPFL. Now, welcome, my people.
So, 186 games so far, 375 goals so far, an average of, say, 2 goals per game, an average of 2.01 goals per game per average.
Your impression.
The stats, the number.
You don't cram.
No, you cram. I've been at that way before.
You don't cram.
9 school, day school, me
see,
too.
I don't be one of those people who come out, come and shout, say, hey, mass, hard. I know ever famous.
Story.
Never.
Story.
I know things I get C for my.
Oh, you're back to MPFL.
So, more numbers. You're very proud.
I know things I get C for my.
People also get D, E, and F. You carry number, face me. Why are you supposed to face the people in line number? So, make I just use
your just generally goals and games who don't play so far for MPFL.
Well, what I go do now, just giving the story when we say the numbers they tell, because every number and every statistician, they know say numbers must tell a story. First of all, a very good feeling today, and this is not probably the first podcast when we say anybody they do with MPFL in mind. So shout out to our guys, shout out to the producers, because the thing switch me away. Now just make me begin to do something like now.
Why are you going to shake now?
I'm not going to shake now.
Why are you shaking seductively?
And I'm talking. I didn't disturb you while you were shaking.
Seductively.
See me?
Seductively.
Timmy,
focus.
Timmy, focus. Now, swore the talk. The lady has the mic. Swore the talk.
I'm taking my time.
They talk.
Thank you. So, as I was saying,
seducing
these numbers when we say the, it tell us, say, more goals, the trajectory as we go, the light they talk from last season, it does not increase already. As this time, halfway, we were just above 800. We never reached that level. How you call the numbers again?
375 goals.
Thank you.
186
Thank
games.
Thank you.
So that's an average of 2 goals per game.
I just want to know whether I can go talk the same numbers again. Whether I can come and miss.
I don't joke with my brain. Not use my brain. People know my brain, they know what's inside.
But the thing I like about Anna, now when we say we get more visuals, even if not just one game per weekend or one day per at times some weeks now.
Two games or three.
Now when we say we get, we can see the ginger when they come out of so the numbers when we say they believable now. Before when they go tell you say they don't score this one, they don't draw this one, they don't do that one. You know they believe them because it be like a theory. But now when they see the practicality, when they say who be the top assist for inside this season, and you know they see the regular people when we say they supply, and you call they see new boys, they pop up, you'll be like, ah, it's possible because I watch this game and I see that boy from Aqua and I see that one from Lobby and I see that one. You can tell a story from what you see with the numbers and the visuals. So I like them and are they excited to see what we say this new half go bring, because if the first half feed ginger, but maybe they don't do that when we say like they do one with the start half will come spoil them. Maybe they just use that umputus and impetus to rise.
I'm still talking about what things they talk about, stories, numbers, where two of them they correlate. Yeah. You look how the players then they score goals, and you look how well goals they go round. Nobody just one part of
nobody saying just attackers them they
exactly.
score the goal.
Now one part they always score. No,
yeah.
You go say the goals that they spread them around the team. Almost everybody if he score for MPFL, and the sweet thing about MPFL now with that. For me, I feel say the numbers they tell us a story, and the numbers also they tell us say second stanza if he get more goals. But remember again, say second stanza now from there we will come inside the seat teams. They won't try to make sure say they maintain their status for inside the Premier League
and tighten defense,
or the ones who we say they contest for title,
yeah,
or the ones who won't try avoid relegation.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel say in as much as I say we don't get plenty goals for this first stanza,
yeah,
second half go day tighter.
But you know, say one thing with NPFL, and I say we needed to get goals like that for NPFL. It always did very cagey, you understand? So far now for the league, the highest scoring side now, Abia Warriors. You know, they don't score like 30 goals already.
Because they're mad now. You know, they're not going to score for how many this day.
The same Abia Warriors match day 1, 2, 3, 4.
They never get wins.
You understand? Until they come ginger Imamama Pakabo. Right now, Abia Warriors are be the highest scoring side. Another thing about goals, where you talk, you understand? Where you say, okay, the goals, they go round. Remember, say for NPFL, in the history of NPFL, in fact, Nigerian League football, nobody don't give you 30 goals a season.
Yes.
Yeah. Mfondo Nine don't give you the highest, I think 24 or 23 goals a season. You understand? Ahmed Musa, Judah Neke, all those ones who don't do 20, 20.
And Ahmed Musa, 18.
You understand?
What if this guy named when Kokomot, Obaoma, Victor.
Victor Obaoma,
you understand? If you check out now, halfway, 19 games so far, the leading goal scorers, they tied on 8 goals. In the Freke, Efiong, and Sadiq.
See, one thing with goal scorers for Nigerian League, now say, most times, they know they always peak first stanza. Now, if they try to want hit that mark or say, okay, they don't hit 18. Remember this guy, where to be this guy named Anthony Opotu?
Yeah.
Opotu scored almost 18 goals before. Like the league can't stop at a point in time before it can't restart again. I think now 2018 World Cup or
even Stephen O'Day said even Stephen O'Day.
So most times like that, it always be first times that they think maybe don't score like maybe this kind of numbers.
Eight.
All these guys, Sadiq, them don't score 8, 9, that kind of numbers. But that second stanza, they won't come to the push. Every penalty they want to take calm. Every free kick they want to try to see if they go score goal. So I feel say second stanza we'll go see more of those goal scorers try to they push for more goals. Remember say Israel Abia, we've been the highest goal scorer last season.
Yeah.
I think 12 goals 12 or thereabouts.
Goals.
You know, say when he they play for Sunshine Stars, he already get like 8 goals or more than 7 goals
that season.
Before he can't move go Rangers International. You understand?
Yeah. So now that ginger carrier.
Exactly, can't make Rangers carry up. So most times like that, these strikers, if you don't get that mark of, okay, 12, 13, 14 for the first stanza. Okay. But that second stanza, once it's on the season, they won't hit that mark of 20, like Gordon Obaje will talk. Gordon Obaje, he start well, but that second stanza, he can't put more effort, can't they hammer goals more for second stanza. So I feel so this second stanza, we will see more of these highest goal scorers, especially the man will be said on already day 8 goals, in the Freke Efiong, he won't hit more goals. I'm not sure for Sadiq Yusuf because right now they struggle. Sunshine Stars.
I think the competition will actually be between Godwin Obaje when they 7.
Yeah.
In the Freke, because both of them they be veterans when it comes to scoring. They understand the season. They understand the
and the territory they play.
They understand the boys. They don't play for many of these with many of all these boys before, and they get a cordial relationship with them. So they know how to bend body or not. And like you talk, I really believe so this second standard. If you want to see people when we say good score, especially if you be person when we say like you put money for inside game for likely good scorers, now you could put them for the normal guys when they score.
Not be defender, not attacking midfielder. Yeah.
Your 8, your 10, your 9. Now those ones that you they put the for, because now those ones will begin to rise. And it's exciting for me, man. No lie. The guy, people go say the word now orgasmic. It is orgasmic to me.
They talk about
Nigerian football players.
The orgasmic where they talk now football.
It makes you a football orgasm. Neither they give me the football.
Like so, orgasm.
And I make you it's a food gasm.
Okay.
So football.
I just want to know the
you just wanted to gasm.
I want to know the one.
Okay. I said they sweet me now. Say I feel talk about the progress of people legwork when it comes to our Nigerian football league. Yeah. And I feel talk about them with upward trajectory. Because you they call numbers. Mm-hmm. You started the show with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And numbers on some level, not they lie. When you they call people like what they call them now, when you they look at the assist and you they see people like Asuko. Now regular customer too, but now in done they get level. You go look strikers, you see regular customer. Even Rabiu Ali, midfielder, when they are out, score
people. They always score goals, yeah.
Although with Musa coming in now, I'm not sure say, hey, go feed the score, they go feed them.
Yeah. We'll get into that Musa matter and Rabi Ali matter, but for now, we'll just stay with the numbers from the first half of the season. You understand? Another thing we've been, they always happen for NPFL. Now, say, we always get this issue of home wins, away wins, and draws. But so far this season, we don't see, yes, inside that 375, we get like 122 home wins, and then we don't get like 18 away wins, and drawn matches across board now like 46. So you see, so we see get that large disparity, that large gap between home wins and away wins.
Sure.
122-18.
Sure. That disparity.
Oyibo.
That large numbers where they separate the home wins and the away wins.
Yeah.
You will put them down to so many factors.
Okay.
The first factor will be, say, first off, every home team for Nigerian League won't win.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, the other factor
at all costs.
Because
doing everything possible.
Yeah,
everything possible and impossible.
Footballically and unfootballically.
Tactically and tactically.
They carry everything.
Tactically and what?
Tactically and tactically.
Because we go talk about that everything where home team must be.
See, the truth of the matter.
No, we go talk everything.
See, Sawa and Swo. The truth of the matter be say, if you don't follow the NPFL, as long as, like, let's say 4 or 5 years, you go don't see templates. You don't see
formats.
You don't see
formats.
The normal procedure we say it in, they always follow. Now you talk about these away teams where they win 18 away league wins.
Yeah, so far.
So don't forget, say about 4 or 5 of these teams they play away from their homes. Canopilas.
MFM now one of them too.
Canopilas they play for Kaduna.
Yeah, for Jigawa this
Golden Stars they play for Kaduna. Mm. Adama United they play somewhere.
Abia Warriors now they play for Abadi for Kigwe now.
Kigwe.
Yeah.
So many teams that they use their home team. So you go one few say maybe all this away wing going to come out small like that.
Okay.
But then again, you can't look again say some of these clubs the way they travel, especially those ones where they say they pick all these away points. Now the biggest teams, Canopilas, Abia Warriors, Rangers. Rivers. Now, they don't get these away wins. All these small clubs, them, Sunshine Stars.
Okay. No, Sunshine Stars don't do some shocking.
Yeah, they don't get away wins.
Sunshine does
shock
us.
But truth be told, the likes of MFM Football Club, I notice they don't get any away win.
Because now, MFM, away points, MFM they don't get. Now often. You don't say they need the trade for Sagegi.
Not even forget, say, traveling between point A to point B for Nigeria and a very difficult task.
Yeah,
especially
wahala.
If you didn't move from for long distances.
Yeah.
Imagine Rivers United now where they travel, Bauchi won't go play match and they go use road.
They do Port Harcourt, Maiduguri.
Exactly. You can't imagine say they go feel give their best when they go play Wiki Tourist for inside Bauchi.
Madu.
No, they don't go always give their best because maybe they go travel 2 days before.
Mm.
Sleep the whole night or maybe that one night now they sleep for hotel.
Yeah.
They can't play the game. One day, they just get maybe 1 day to rest. The day where they arrive, now that day they go still rest. And you expect them to score plenty goals. Or you reason say Kwara United, where they top the league right now, by surprise, and they surprise everybody.
Then one go play.
They can't travel. They first go play maybe Kaduna United. Or the first play Katsina United for Katsina. They come back, come play home for Ilorin. Now their next man will come be Akwa Ibom.
Okay.
I remember the last time we said before this man come out, Lionel Socio, the coach of Canopilas.
Yes.
When they want travel, go Uyo. In the complaint, say, in team, no go play match finish. Can't still travel midweek. Go play for Uyo. Say, no, they're possible. Say, you understand? Say, the players go don't tire. So, the guys, they even arrange flight for some of them and some of those kinds. So, that those players go feel, give
rest
their best.
Small.
And rest small. Give their best on the day of the match. So, if you talk about away wins for Nigeria, so many factors, Dave. The long distance of traveling, the journey itself, whether they make them travel.
Yeah.
All those things go always tell on the player's body.
Fatigue and all
in
of
in terms
those
of getting away points from home.
But my thought to this thing when you talk. Yes, now, right thing when you say you talk about the away wins and whatnot, but if you consider the fact, say, even with all this kasala, when it comes to traveling, I mean, many of us not even come up from Lagos to Benin and for road again. It's too stressful. Come on, beggar to wait at Badagry. It is stressful.
It's stressful, normal.
Now, me and Uncle Kai myself, they do that kind of movement. So,
imagine.
I they give them credit because...
And this one's a good play ball, look.
I mean, the last time when we was come play against the MFM, when BC I watch for testing nine, they play that match.
Yeah.
When they finish, I see the boss when they enter. Bruh, enough even see my biggest school boss F, enough
it. No,
are they come? Are they come? So when you see the kind of condition, some of them they sit down. You know that part when BC you they sit down, make a sifi. wait. Make us, you know that part where you go sit down when we say in the back of driver. When we say the hot way, where yeah. Then they call that part again, that conductor seat. Yeah. They get one day when they call up for worry. That part nice on play after I don't play, finish.
You're going to sit down. Do 10 hours journey.
And he has the heart.
Do 10 hours journey.
Then I can tell you,
say we will come to the traveling conditions of this guy.
Honestly speaking, maximum for you.
Yeah. And the fact that the numbers see the rise when it comes to statistics,
then they try
the points that they feel they shave off from away. I swear down because me, I cannot fit.
Okay.
Only just I just go greet my guy inside bus. Eh? As I enter, the sweat when I sweat for 2 days was different. My waist be like say they reduce them, and I'm like now nah, they do. I just make the a choice.
Week in, week out.
Ah, my brother. They try you.
All right, guys, we'll just try wrap up with the numbers first. Then we'll talk about all of these things. Because we'll talk about the traveling conditions, the buses, the state of the buses, and all of that. So we'll talk about all these things. So
we'll just
wrap up with the numbers.
Cram.
So with a look, MPFL best defense and weakest defense so far. Aqua United right now, now then get the best defense. Now they don't concede the least number of goals. They don't concede 11 goals. Inside 19 games. Yes, anybody with a look table will say, okay, Eyimba don't concede 10 goals, but then Eyimba don't concede that 10 goals inside 15 games. So lesser amount of games. So if you check on goals, where they concede per game, Aqua United get a better average to Eyimba. And if you look at Aqua United defense, you get people like Nda Ulisa. I will just stay with Nda Ulisa there for the heart of that Aqua United defense. Nda Ulisa, now the under 23 captain for the team when they will qualify for these Olympic Games. Now I mean, get that red card against Cote d'Ivoire for the first match for the African Under 23 Championship.
That
so Aqua United, that match pay me anytime I remember.
Well
so Aqua United now with the best defense as against Katsina United rather, we don't concede like 27 goals so far. We don't say defensively.
It's supposed to be Adama one night day, but not Tebas fast.
Katsina 27 goals.
What a shock.
But on a serious note, if you look like you mentioned the best defense, you look at Aqua United. Aqua United don't invest heavily on players, bringing in players. Olisanda, formerly Naremo Stars players, then Bayam come. I even that time before Aqua even buy himself, I've been yes now Eyimba go play for.
Yeah.
But he could say yes, then get one of the best defenders for inside the league. Now player will be saying Genotro don't see. Even invite, but that time you know play for Super Eagles. They invite and put for Super Eagles. So you want to say the experience we don't bring into the Aqua United defense, a nice one, fantastic one, and I'm not surprised that them be one of the least teams we don't chop lesser goals pass.
Yeah.
Then get another person where they play for inside of their defense. I don't remember his name now, but a player we don't get experience for the league. You don't play for him, but you don't play for Lobby Stars. If I remember his name, I go let him know. So that one, now another player we say they give Aqua United that. That's a solid,
that
solid back line. Maybe see them get. And don't forget, say Aqua United, since when government don't say they pump money into that club, where they don't build the new stadium for them, they always try to win the league.
Remember, say Akwa Ibom State, because this thing back to this, we talk about traveling. Akwa Ibom State get their own personal airline,
because so
that one means Aqua United now Ibom for most Air. Of their games, most of their games, they're gonna fly Ibom Air,
Ibom
they,
Air.
They go, you know, so maybe that one fully self they contribute.
Yes, now people won't get plan. See, every government where we say they get parastata, whether not for sports, whether not for tourism, whether not for anything, you need to align that to all the things that they do. You can't work in on your own. Now be the thing what they do for Aqua when we say makes sense. You see, as when they talk this man own, man not like my body they bite me because the main trajectory it is sweet. Then you can't look for the women inborn ages. Every day now also complete mismanagement. But when I look at the men's own, at the CC, okay, the work when they just started do from about 4 or 5 years ago, now in this particular project, in my view, for the Orange Boys, begin to shape up. And the facts that if you keep hold on there with this in that boy, to hold on to her for this MPFL. It's not beans. It's not beans because he's a young man first.
Yeah.
You already know, say, in the next few years, he will likely metamorphose into our
like
national team.
Like, say, Olympic team qualify for this.
Qualify, yeah. Like the basketball people.
And our biggest win will be that.
Now, get for table, you stay rugged, you keep beginning, they call everything. So, the fact that if you even hold on to this talent, when we say other boys, they pop, they go states, when we say they get proper nightlife, all those kind of things, when they make young boys, they appear after they don't play ball finish.
Yeah.
The fact that if you hold on to it, I will tell you, say, they make sure, say, if you translate their vision, their structure and their continuity to the younger players.
Wait,
on the average,
how many English will you speak like this?
I do Oyibo.
Vision,
you're not
structure,
even giving my shape.
Continuity.
Oyibo.
Oyibo. Okay.
Yeah, but
the point that they try to make is
yeah.
If you want to be a title championship challenging team,
yeah.
You can't just score. You must defend. Okay. And Akwa don't show say they can defend. Mm. Now, they don't they get their strikers, don't they come into the topper
to score.
Echelosser, so you go the like the talker.
Oh, you go.
So that thank you. So now be one of the things what would they look out for this second leg. Now that your defense don't show say there's a big cleanup work.
Yeah.
Let's see how you say on a marriage between DMs and AMs work, because now only the DMs feel help continue the cleaning up, and only the AMs now help you express for your strikers.
Okay.
Now that position now they look for Akwa, but if care's not taking. Mm. This is a title championship challenging team. But on the other side, when you look at people like Castina, me it shock me, oh, because that is an Adamawa when they crease. The thing when Bisa West Adamawa not they not be saying I saw too, but they not sabi they give me joy when they watch them, because if I say they tap at where
they
see you just see one player at times, eh? You don't put money so at least this one. He go be goalless until halftime.
You know they just promote.
It's not an excuse. Leeds United, not be just promote, they promote.
Okay, okay.
See the fight that they fight for NLL.
No,
because you can't enter finish. You can't stroll for feet.
NLL matter. Because we don't come talk secondary school sports.
Before I forget, that guy we had to talk about, we did our Akwa United defense.
Yeah.
Samson Gbadebo.
Olisa,
two of them.
Gbadebo come collabo. From Rivers United. He joined them from Rivers United.
He played Lobby Stars, played Rivers United. Yeah. The guy don't move Gbadebo, around. Yeah. An experienced defender.
I think what happened for Akwa now, the marriage between youth and experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
That youth and experience, then be waiting people like Rivers Eguma try to do.
So no surprise, say Akwa get one of the best defenders. That for the league get one of the best attackers so far
through
the league. Even in Fonu though, don't forget,
he's still there.
Even though say the limelight,
even say the limelight though they're on the front. Okay, so far now, guys, from the first half of the season, I'll just go straight. Your most outstanding team so far and your likely champions from first half, and then your surprise team so far.
And that's the Kwarana. Kwara last season, they're not to be people where people with the reason say not football club.
Now, them your surprise team, I'll be your most outstanding.
My guy.
Okay, two of them.
Two together. Now, they marriage them because, first of all, they put the lobby star on us. But the way the team tastes sweet me now, say, they know they make unnecessary noise for news. Mm. You know one thing about a club when you know, say, one pull a less star on you? Mm. They go just focus on the football. You know, they hear that they complain, say, so this our boss, that one, like me, they shoot by the mama fly. They just, they come play their ball. Carry their, they be like all those Catholic school boys, all those body now school Catholic boys. When they say that they come for mass exam, I've been a mass, when I not do all those mass competition then.
Oh,
when they say, just okay, when they do debates, they go just come.
All this
I came to tell you that teachers are better than doctors.
Yeah.
And they just debate the debate, kill you finish. They're not going to tell you I, they're not going to tell you hello, they don't work out live on that. They just can't do their work. Now, next season, now they say, we'll come see the color of the player.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me now, say, where is what Alpha? Which players be outstanding for them? You don't really know any player.
Apart from Michael Ohanu.
See, honestly speaking, most of them are unknowns. And that is what I love about this choir.
Okay.
Because now regular boys, they pull elites. The fact that they keep
I always get this belief, say, for Niger football. I always make this argument anywhere I go. Say, for Nigerian football, the difference between NPFL player and the street boy for Oshodi, the class no why.
Mm.
You understand? So when they talk about, say, unknown players, I mean, see, at the talk I'm anywhere, any day, anytime, any team can come to the MPFL and win. Just pay the
players.
So
you want to say, Bagada SC and all
Any team. See, well, I go make that argument anyway. If he spend one season for MPFL winner. Mm,
no, that one I disagree. You know why?
Ocean Boys.
Ocean Boys was not fresh now.
I say one season for NPFL. One season for Top Flight. If he spend a winner, I still argue, say, the difference in class between NPFL and Oshodi, Lawansin, Romokrosi.
Sawa just a fine go stone now.
No, I won't try to agree with you, but then, based on say I don't
discipline,
get small, small experience
positioning
for inside this league, I would like to disagree again, because if you talk say different in class. Mm. Definitely different in class good day. Mm. She mentioned Kwara United. One thing we said that I forget, we say Kwara United gets one of the best academies for Nigeria.
Thank you.
Kwara State Football Academy.
Okay.
Now from there they pick out most of their players.
Academy.
Most of the big boys where they sit today, Dare, where they been they play for Enyimba before. Now from this same Kwara United they come out, Kwara State Football Academy. Most of all these small boys, now from Kwara State Football Academy they come out from. And the truth of the matter, we say, I'm not surprised, say Kwara United only do something finally with themselves. And they always talk them. Say one of the things that they help them this season, now say you don't get experienced coach, we don't pay for the league for inside their squad.
Okay.
Abdullahi Bifo, now be their coach right now. Yeah. Like him or not, that guy is doing wonders for Kwara United
and
because
he don't
exactly. He don't coach so many clubs for inside MPFL. He understand the league. Now, coming to your point, when we say you talk, say person where they play Oshodi and person where they play MPFL. For me, there would always be a different class.
Mm.
Because like him or not, the person when they play for MPFL, first off, Ingo gets the mindset of, say, now league guy they play.
Thank you.
Ingo understands, say, there's a difference between you playing set and playing league matches.
Well, now, when I talk of person they play for, should I talk of good, very good footballers?
Yeah,
I talk of the average Saturday.
Now, when they talk now?
Classy footballer. Whenever get
footballer.
That chance.
No,
see,
rough
whenever sign.
The truth of the matter. The truth of the matter, be say, anybody who you pick from streets, no be classy. Now raw talent.
So as that about those exceptional raw talents.
The raw talent within inside the MPFL, case in study. Case in study now. You won't talk, say, player like Anaya Iwala. You won't compare him with somebody for streets.
It's sort of on his jury.
Because what he don't show us now, don't show us, say, he don't get improvement inside the league with the way we say he can't even play his own football now. Like him or not, in as much as we won't talk, say, MPFL never give us that vibes, that glamorous entity where we say EPL, they always give us.
Elegance.
You know, if you ever talk, say, the streets man where they play football for streets, you won't compare him with the players who they play for MPFL. No.
It's an insult of poetry.
No. Well, that one a topic for another day.
Fallacy.
That one a topic for another day.
You mentioned Ocean Boys.
You mentioned Ocean Boys.
Don't been there the league for a while before they win that league.
No, they win on the first season.
No.
The first season we didn't get promotion, now Ocean Boys win the league.
2006.
The first season we didn't get promotion from lower division. Now they win the league. All right, so make we just go. So with Kwara United, they are impressive form right now. It is said they will be sustainable. More look at our likely champions and likely relegation candidates, you know, so far. The league table will help us at this point in time. We're not seeing Kwara United 9 day on top of the league table. Kano Pillars stay there, Akwa United stay there, Enugu Rangers stay there. Then Enyimba themselves, then they somewhere let down the league table because they don't play 15 games. You understand? So at the end of the day, you think, say, Kwara United will sustain this tempo?
I doubt
it. If you look at the bottom end of the table too, you will see the teams with the you ask Adamawa United, if I you back, Katsina United, Warri Wolves, share if you say these guys now then will be likely relegation candidates, or if you say you get some
first
people
off,
drop enter.
First off, we could talk about the top of the table.
Yeah.
I think for Kwara United, I doubt if they go maintain this push. I feel say they will finish for top three. But because say Enyimba gets outstanding games, Enyimba get advantage over every person away day for inside the league.
That thing no good.
Now, well, that one another topic of discussion.
We will see talk about
a game in hand is not a point in hand.
But for MPFL, we'll talk about them. Now, like it or not, I know if you talk, say, I won't give Akwa United.
Okay.
Say they go compete or fight for that title. Because Akwa United, severally in the years past, they don't disappoint.
Okay.
Apart from Federation's Cup, where they win with the ITU Cup now. MPFL, they know they always do well.
MPFL,
I don't know why.
They be tournament people.
I don't know
Akwa
why.
United are normally a tournament
exactly.
team.
So, if
Akwa United will go travel, go win team away for continental game, come for you, can't lose.
Can't lose. If I want to talk, say, okay, now this team, I will give the title. Or I feel say Rangers, if you compete for the title. I feel say Kano Pillars, if you fight on the long haul for the title, especially now if you don't get Ahmed Musa.
Yeah.
I feel talk, say Enyimba, because they get outstanding game. And then, the fourth team, or the fifth team, if you want, like, why go put? It has to be Rivers United. Because they get flurry. Oyibo! Of superstars. You understand?
Flurry.
So, yes, they get that plethora.
Oyibo!
The point what they make, in essence, they say, for the top of the table, you guys still give them out to the regulars. Rivers United, Kano Pillars, Enyimba. And then you're going to look at the outsiders, like Akwa United, like Kwara United, all those kind of teams.
Okay.
But the likes of Rivers, Kano Pillars, Enyimba, Rangers, now they've got all these competitive titles.
This Enyimba situation, we'll just trash them now. Where they accumulate game because of continental engagements. Now the same way caused that wahala last season.
Yeah. But not be their fault.
We see the final table of last season where Eyimba and Rivers United then get quarter. Rivers United finish with 25 games, 45 points. Eyimba played 20 games, 36 points. You know, so Eyimba, they 5 games short. So when it comes to goal difference, Rivers United better pass Eyimba. They can't bring the points per game, Kini. Can't bring the weighted points per game. I mean, just give us plenty English till tomorrow. This none of my view. This nobody view of Football Republic. Nobody view
I'll
of Wazobia.
I got up your team with your chest.
No, I'm not talking for my chest. You know, so anybody won't bring any team. May bring and come my domot. Mm-hmm. Till tomorrow, I feel say nobody football is nobody purely merit.
Yeah.
Where they take carry Eyimba football merit. Where they take carry Eyimba go play Champions League, carry Rivers United, go play Confederations Cup. Me, I see they feel say now national interest.
Nine carry
Eyimba go
but
Champions League.
Because,
so now that thing don't they happen again where Eyimba don't they accumulate games. Almost everybody now don't play 19 games.
Yeah.
Eyimba don't play 15.
Yeah.
And just like you talk, yes, we know say outstanding game, no be guaranteed point. You understand? Mm. But for Niger football, if we go talk Amasibi, call Amasibi, Eyimba, if they don't look the table, say, okay, we get 3 outstanding games. If we win, we get 6 points, or we get 8 points, or we get 9 points. You understand? See where we go there for table. You and I know, say, the likelihood of Eyimba getting
points.
Those points now like 70-80%.
Excuse me, s'il vous plaît. Make a segue to this something. And what I go just talk now, say, we like to do a lot of this our conversation, like, say, we stand in isolation. Eyimba, not just a team also in the Nigerian Premier Football League, just like TP Mazembe in a team too, for their country, Salibas or Salitas or what or not. Or
Simba.
Zimba, Raja Kasamlaka.
Yeah.
See, the teams that are regular for intercontinental football, they get outstanding.
Check the South African. Go check the PSL. Go check the PSL.
Put your mouth for a mic.
Make a romance this mic. So I what I
check
want
the PSL. Check the Algerian League. Check the Egyptian League.
Now.
Check whether
you
they get this kind of gap they get.
You see me copy PSL because you see those ones that get trained, they get boats, they get airplanes, so it is easy for them
but
to do their logistics.
To add to point to your point,
what I want to talk about,
Sundowns get games in hand.
Exactly,
yes.
Every major
for
team when they say they play
the
for Intercontinental get
no,
games in hand.
Talk about the gap.
Yeah, you no matter.
They
don't
think
they
for now, wait, Cherry, now are they go somewhere? The reason why they say they see team like Inimba, they slow down because the time when they for people play this game, they go consider how do I travel from here to Wiki Tourists, for instance, from here to Lobby Stars. How do I make that move and still be okay and still meet up? Now the logistics and the fact that they not get players when they are available for them to make a is that even if you fly reach a certain place, some places not even get airports. So
don't
you go
lie.
Fly reach there, you can't still wait on a bus, then you can't start a go. It doesn't make sense. So this conversation with Eyimba, it is not their problem. It is the cause of how it is that they do well for Intercontinental, not be their fault. If any other team they get problem with them, make their score well when they play. May they outscore, outplay.
Which particular point now they both trust?
When the time come when we do the map, who go they
will
top
they talk of that Rivers United Eyimba issue?
Are
they talk of?
Are they come now? Blanket are they talk?
Okay.
You talk Rivers United. Say what happened last season. I won't happen this season again. It is not Eyimba's fault. I just want to put and clear. Say not be Eyimba's fault. Now just add the team B. And if you want to say that they accumulate and they keep, if anything happen now, it go be not be their problem. Because
when winning
rates come, now you carry numbers
now.
If the statistics come,
wait now.
Eyimba has a very strong winning rate statistics.
For
so
we
that's
know.
Why when they give the calculation,
we know.
They always give them
that is
credit
why,
for
that
their
is
work.
Why, that is why
they're
we're
not giving them favors. So, they work for it.
So that is why we're not supposed to give them undue advantage.
Exactly.
Because like him or not, Eyimba right now get 4 games in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now the league don't end 3 games.
Yeah.
Three games.
Okay, 15.
15. They get
4
games.
4 games.
Four
games in hand.
Make a
motion
on that table.
Wait.
4 games.
4 games in hand. Now, they don't day 2 weeks break.
Yeah.
Like almost 2 weeks break.
Yes.
Eyimba no play 1 game.
One game.
These guys, they play their own now. What did they call them? Aqua player. Have been
yeah, owner. Aqua and Jigawa go this time.
Yes.
They
play one,
their
Ariane G
match.
This
now,
period will go mid-season.
The point,
this now take your conversation for undue advantage.
Exactly.
Because now they're supposed to
play. So the fault was supposed to be fault. And not the fault Eyimba. I know they try faulting him, but me, they fault the league organizers.
Exactly.
Say, why
if not that
this
one,
team,
we agree.
Why this team go always, they get this on the advantage every time they play for continent? Let me say, normally they're supposed to play some games. They go say, no, we get weekend continental games. We know if you go play league matches. It's not done.
Knowing fully well,
it's
say,
not done.
The likelihood of them getting that points at
the
end of the day.
If Namibia Equatorial United,
with their knowledge.
So if Namibia Equatorial United, yeah, I go to para for LMC right now.
Actually, Sha, when you put it,
I go
like
to para
that,
for them because in a
like
way,
that,
in a way, you talk say a bed in hand is worth more than ones in the bush. Mm. True, but in the NPFL, we know say your game in hand is worth much more points than the ones we say you don't already get because mm-hmm, in the end, you go feel map out. Map out which one you go one win,
exactly,
and which one you go one by fire by force get 3 points from.
And you know what?
See, I bet you say those are standing games where Eyimba gets to play.
Of those four games, they go
they
win
go
three.
They go win three.
And you know what? See, if now this part you take home, I totally concur because when you get breaks like this, mm-hmm, now for people to play, like see, if you look the EPL and even the La Liga and whatnot, when people know if you play because of the Copa de Rey, they fix their matches into the
exactly
into the stop gas.
Fix for even
so
champions
2 weeks
league
now, pass. Eyimba never
this,
play any.
If this,
any outstanding.
If these 2 weeks conclude without Eyimba playing something, I
it don't
say,
conclude.
No,
it don't
tomorrow conclude now. Tomorrow they start this match.
Make we leave our open ended. Maybe like say, maybe they fit play match for midnight this week. Never, no. People they play match for night. So in case. Yeah. Just saying, if he be say he conclude, then I feel like the other teams when we say girls standing with them get a very good case to present to the LMC. But
right,
if they're not presenting like that, they can't be doing overhead or that they give them. Bring a fact like this,
yeah,
and then you are fine. Because if you see the ones from even the South Africa and the whatnot they talk about, those when they on break, they play for their break. If they have a five-day break, then they shook a game inside. So it is not my problem that you're in Continental on that note. Play. You have a squad. Eyimba has three different. They get feeders. Team B. They get Team B. Team C. They get a deep squad.
They're not going to use all those teams.
They get deep squad. Not our problem. Liverpool. They use
team. You know, NPFL. One thing we always did. Yeah, we say we always get some controversies. You know, say it gets something to happen. We go to say.
Why did they come my space?
Yeah, no, I don't know. They stretched my leg.
Why did they come my space?
I'm long legged.
Anywhere better sneakers, so anyone show you. They won't show.
It's not a cool sneaker.
So we get some kind of things where they happen. You see, Ubuena's way they happen for Nigeria football. You understand one or two things, but how long these things will continue to happen? After week one, we hear one very, I don't know what I'll call them, unfortunate announcement. Say every player for Plateau United, their salary, it will slash him by half.
That is with me. No,
week one. Then fast forward a few weeks later, Imama Amapakabo, you know, somebody just walk her, go meet her, slap her.
But you know, say all these things don't be new things for MPFL.
That is why we go continue. How long we continue to talk of all these things? I say no be new thing. Nah, no matter. When be the last time
make
for English Premier League where you see person walker go slap coach?
No spoiler, Mike. No spoiler, Mike.
In the 80s, in the Apple where
we
Make a give now one juice. Kadri Kana.
Yeah.
Nanosin a legend for MPFL.
Of course.
Nanosin know the waka well.
Yes, Eyimba and all of that.
You know, say one of the things Wayne tell us one time that say the reason why they waka like that now because say, somebody enter field, can't hit him.
Just over here.
For back. Now they didn't get that injury. Where we say,
seriously.
You know if you waka. Yes.
Fan.
Or
tout. Because they will
whatever
say they, at
whatever
the end of the day, they will deny saying they'll be fan.
So nobody today that kind of thing don't happen. Now, the one where they surprise me and say, you see that sanction, when we say LMC sanction, whoever that fan is.
Yeah.
That sanction might not hold because that fan you go still see him again for that same field.
He go feel even pop up.
They go even identify him.
Case in study.
Okay.
They go feel identify him now.
Okay.
If you go MFM match during that time, you say they allow fans enter.
Yeah.
He get one particular person. You say
I
they
know
always,
that guy.
Yeah.
He's still
always
slap person the last time I did
yeah.
That guy.
Every
now
time he go to date here, LMC delegates officials. They go. They say the stadium. They see this guy. Nothing they go do.
They go put up for
every
the match.
Every match day, I don't know. Okay. Every match day, you go see this guy. They threaten coach. They threaten the way team. And you will see them, they do it in the clear open eye of everybody.
Delegate.
So for me, I always feel say, if in as much as we want to talk about this slap from Imama, we collect all those kinds of stuff. I blame the officials them of that home team. Because first off, you're supposed to protect your away team. All the officials, especially when match don't finish.
Yeah.
You're supposed to protect them. They don't get security. Now, LMC don't make sanctions. They don't do sanctions on all those things that happen. Now, the truth of the matter be say, whether you go stop, no. Because the truth of the matter be say, we know they do the real thing for inside this MPFL.
Okay.
Would they always like to do makeup? Now, makeup would they always like to do.
Suffice.
Now, the idea of putting security for match centers now so that all these things don't go to happen. How the fan take come up from his seat, enter where coaches them sit down,
gain access,
gain access,
stadium.
Now you see, now some people say that you don't already plan them.
Yeah.
You don't plan them. Yeah. So my point is, in as much as we won't talk about this thing where we say they always happen every now and then, we got to put a stop to it. And how do we put a stop? We got to make sure, say, all the rules where we say they always put down, security, number of security officials was inside stadium, are they complete? Did they always did here? If they say, now 50 policemen they want, how many go there before match start? Maybe not just 5. Maybe not 4. And the match delegate or the match whoever go allow match go on.
Now they follow now, the direction sheet.
All these things we got to look into them. It's not just say we will sit down. We always, every now and then, we will laugh or will they cry about the issues that will happen for inside the MPF. We got to make sure, say, the people where they in charge, where they organize this league, especially now they talk about the LMC themselves.
Yeah.
The LMC, the League Management Company. Then come to that point where we say, they make this rule standard.
Mm.
If this number of security men no day inside field, this match no go start.
Mm.
No be until when player die, we say they see, say they say they refurbish ambulance.
I tell you, they so gonna, the, gonna, point, the next week they're gonna show us 3 or exactly. 4 ambulance for inside one stadium.
When player don't already die,
when player don't die already.
Now, so the point
yeah. After like 4-5 matches this season, I never see too many ambulances like
so,
that.
So why would they always wait for something bad to happen before we take action? When we know, say, we don't already create those
we
rules.
We know they're proactive.
Exactly.
We didn't reactionary.
There should be an ambulance in the stadium, a walking ambulance. You will get oxygen, whatever.
Make everything just shall they walk.
May they inside the ambulance. Mm. But this same league, now we go see ambulance, they push ambulance enter inside field.
Sorry, well, that's so digress from
and
football.
And now you won't come to say, they know if he's slap coach.
About this way they talk, to just digress a little from football, I mean, they watch one, I don't know whether one news about one official where they go commission refurbished, you know, ambulances and all of that. Baba, now paint, then go paint the vehicle.
Now just
paint, then go
emotion
paint the vehicle.
Paint.
Inside, nothing they happen. So back to that match week one issue with Plenty United and their salary slash.
All I could just say, whether not from Plenty United from or to Lobby, make a keep and short and sweet. Not be today with the CM. Whether even
not be today team.
Now that team they pay me. When he goes
for. Are they go
somewhere?
Nigerian Football League. Now about almost like 40 years, I think, in age, NPFL, though they don't change the name,
To different names.
But now...
But since it starts as NPFL... I think
2010 or 2011.
Yeah, okay, yeah, never
that
like...
That one, I begin new makeup. Okay. But I could tell you, say, this now with TBC, they put people in place, especially in the 80s of our club football, in the 70s and 80s. If we're not doing any, we're not going to declare for now. On our bonus, we don't cancel, we don't come on time. And it used to work, especially for Merseyside. In England, it used to work in Tyneside. In England, it used to work in Latvia, in a lot of Eastern European countries. Even up till now, they say they do them. If you not do any, they go minus on a salary.
But we get contract, for goodness
Tere
sake.
Kwanu. Now the rugged level for inside the football management, now they do them. And unfortunately, like you talk, Nigeria, they do surface. So on the surface, it look like, say, we don't they move. But okay. We still they keep some practices from that Chrisman jungle style. Okay. So what I just expect now, say, small for these things go step out. But when you see a character behavior play too, when we say the media tell themselves go slash their salary, they pick up small. It go justify employers when they talk, say, if they do any, remove their salary. Because worry was that they don't have per second billing. Plateau don't do them. If it wasn't going to be helpful, the players for still they lag by door.
For this
but
level, they say from players with the complaints, say they didn't even pay them. Their salary, they pay
that's
them.
The thing.
They ain't back with travel, say, go continental, say they don't want to come back. All
Plateau,
those kinds
of things. At the time that they slash their salary, Plateau might be one of the people when they say per second billing. Up to the day that they want
they
slash
collect.
They collect. I had multiple conversations
but,
with
but the
people.
Question, I say, why you want slash player salary? When we say they don't already sign contract.
Contract! We have a running contract.
I said they still they do jungle management, even in the surface.
I like
it's team
word.
B. It's
jungle
team
management.
B. So now small, all these things will take commodity. So just like
jungle,
this
lap. You don't talk about it. Now jungle management now in the run. So you find fantastic. The biggest news so far now, as long as MPFL they concerned, I say Super Eagles captain Ahmed Musa don't come back. You know, man will be one of the leading goal scorers during in time for the MPFL, where he scored 18 goals with Kano Pillars. You understand? He don't travel, he don't sojourn, he don't go different places, and now he don't come back to the NPFL. Impetus and
excuse me. I'm a Musa though.
You don't travel, you don't go, so you don't sojourn, you don't go different
give
places.
Jesus,
you know?
Say big
you want to work.
I want to work before, as I stand there.
Okay, sit down.
Thank you.
You are cutting
the camera. So now, Ahmed Musa don't come back. No be news again. Everybody don't know that one. But we see Ahmed Musa for training. A few days ago.
Thank you.
The train for Sansan. The harsh realities of the NPFL. How Ahmed Musa won't take up. We don't talk about bus travel. We'll see. Talk about them extensively.
Well, everything you want me to talk for you. I beg.
Will they do a recap of the first half of the season? So that make we'll talk a whole lot of them.
Sawa.
Yeah.
First off, I go ask you one question, and I want make you give me sincere answer.
Sincere, yeah, you know. Sincere.
How many stadium for this Nigeria get green grass?
No.
How many? I'm going to just start the count.
Uyo. One.
They call the plastic stuff Abba. Now, all the hybrid ones.
Abba, I think Abba is a mixture of synthetic.
Yeah. She's hybrid. Yeah. It's hybrid.
Then synthetic with plenty.
Owerri,
Danayam.
The refurbished one now. Kigwe now synthetic. No.
Okay.
You understand? Then so many of them. Plateau. They are new Jaws Stadium. They never finish up.
They're still there. So,
if you count Katsina also.
Okay, Katsina, Kaduna, Kano. Kano, they don't come up from their ground.
Now, maybe I won't
make you count. Yes. Because the Kano way they talk. Yeah. Where did they play right now? The Ahmadu Bello Stadium for Kaduna.
Yeah.
That grass, no big grass.
Thank you.
The grass no be grass.
Thank you.
Where Kano Pillars they play as their home stadium.
Yeah.
That place no be grass.
Thank you.
Now, if you want to talk, say the place where they play marsh, no get grass. You come on make place where they train.
Where they train?
Make it get grass.
Now the topography.
Now I get the rema. I get the Isaac rema with the tripass here.
What did they find? For me, I always talk, say, see, until we get the basics right. We no go see this surface thing what they do, you know, go help us last. We no find, no matter the kind make
I say for how many seasons Abia Warriors they play for farm?
Blasphemy.
See, my farm now. That's why I attach it on a farm.
But at least they get green grass now.
Now this grass.
At least see, since they go grass.
Anytime I go Maya, go do game, I ask myself back then, say,
who approved this stadium?
Who they approve this grass, this farm? This farm.
Excuse me, when they complain for what you cut off for women football league, where be say Nakole, na back of
the league. See, that women football league, na deceive, they deceive ourselves. Someone no go that side. So,
women's football.
You think say, Ahmed Musa go fit cope with the harsh realities of the NPFL?
Well, the truth of the matter be say, in a Niger boy, you go just take on time. You go take on time to adapt.
Yeah.
I don't know whether Canopy has the plan to return to the Sani Abacha Stadium because I've been here saying like they do some work for inside that stadium. So I don't know whether they don't finish. But if they don't finish, it go make sense saying go back there, go they play because the Kaduna Stadium where they talk, the Ahmadu Bello Stadium, that stadium no good rich. We no go fish the best of.
Now they
Musa.
Play the last ITC Cup final. No?
But you know, so they get our Nigerian stadiums. They get big name.
They no play ITC Cup last year.
2019. Yeah, 2019. Now they played the last ITC Cup final. No?
2019.
Which we play final that year, sir. I know something.
Okay, how about this? Short and sweet. The thing I say, I dey look at and say, Ahmed Musa coming to play in Sansan Bololo Field.
Yeah.
Now the best thing if he happen for NPFL.
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
No, if you look at from the interest of the player, remember I say Ahmed Musa, in my thinking, Ahmed Musa still get maybe one retirement plan deal abroad.
Ask me why.
Why?
See, we don't talk about the NPFL more. We they start a NPFL Tatafo show just almost at the same time when we say Ahmed they come. And I feel better when I say more people go even watch this video now, past before. Why? Because Ahmed Musa did it. This is the new face of the LMC. Of the NPFL.
No doubt.
So, one thing when I know now, say, optics-wise, for PR, for investment, not be bad thing, say, in play them.
Because
you go tell, I'll tell you why. Where
I never knew you are this serious.
where there's a lack, smart people they think of IBC, you want to consolidate.
You see, Ahmed Musa on villain.
Like a Musa that played in CSK Moscow.
Optics Mama.
Chere now.
You see, Ahmed Musa on villain.
See, no Optics more, Mama. No talk that one.
They all box and go
no,
and play.
No, 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 no,
you
no,
see
no,
the mommy and daddy come.
Small packaging,
you raise optics.
Now
you say for the sake of optics.
When men say there's a
for the sake of optics.
Swallow the give us scripture.
Not be scripture matter alone. When be said disadvantage, advantage today. Before say a big name like this, CIB, he don't give investors more reason to look at this.
Who's investors?
Are they come?
I don't understand what this is.
Make a land.
Wait, your point is say Musa
Because presence, any smart person when gets sport MPFL, management company, yeah? Now don't begin to realize, say, you know what? There might be independent brand management for sports stars like this. Mm. You know what? We might actually collaborate together. See, for this Lagos, they get many people when get many property now. When we see the they collaborate together, they turn out to house party together. Now, so they feel do for inside all these stadiums that you collaborate. You be event person, you be this one, you be that one. We go to maintain this team so that we'll feed the
just game. Later to the play. Musa Mata.
So, all into Musa Mata. Musa being a big name, coming to the MPFL, yes. And this is the best that he is giving, in quotes, from a club that, you know, say Kano Pillars, they don't send all this kind of package. It's a Southern club. Sure. Therefore, no get wahala. It don't give you opportunity to look that if you go up north, you could actually shade your market there as a brand person.
Who is going to?
You could shade your market there who as is a going packaging to do person. Optics? And I know.
Now,
Who will do this? When has this club, Kano Pillars, when we don't ever hear them do any big signing?
No, apart from anything,
Master, I won't ask you. I won't make you answer. Who go do this optics and put money for inside this Kano Pillars?
Baba, if I get money,
they will veil them twice. I'll be three times.
I go put money. I know we get return on my investment.
Okay. We will get them.
Where I will get them from?
Because unlike a lot of fans, when they go stadium, say Miss Ugida.
Wait, excuse me.
They go there.
Wait,
now. Then they collect match and
all the money where they collect.
I don't know. Say PTF don't allow fans to stadium back now.
No.
Just go over to the traveling condition. Because the question is still how Musa go cope with the harsh conditions of this thing. We'll go over to the traveling conditions. This season alone, we don't see like two accidents involving NPFL teams.
In fact, three.
At two or three, bah? Mm. One catch fire. One head-on collision with truck.
Now, what's that one? I remember.
And the other one, then kidnap their driver and all of that. Then, Musa now. You expect them to travel like this. Now, see, you talk about the buses sometimes where our teams they use travel. If you come out, if you just cross road here, if you jump fence, enter Ghana here,
Ghana. No, wait now.
The bus will burn your ass, yeah? Just jump fence, enter Ghana.
Hey! See the kind of buses
where they use convey.
No, but Ghana. Rivers United get it.
Now recently, now Rivers United now, we can collect one or two matter now.
Why you can't
do it? What are you talking about?
Why you can't do
it? I swear to say, is he down like this for boss? He never recover rich now. Even said you go help and give a massage. Musa now, we can't follow Kano Pillars. They do all those
You calm down. Musa contract, don't talk, see? First off, you know go. They never play on salary.
Now charity work, now
the winning bonus. The winning bonus or match bonus when go they collect, you go they donate them to charity.
Yeah.
Now another thing I don't see for that same of in contract. Now say you know go they go far away matches.
So what does that tell you about the NPFL?
Now, if they tell you. What do we don't already know now?
It's a win-win for him now. He don't want travel. He won't break his leg.
What does that tell you about the NPFL?
Sawa, the truth of the matter be say, as it be like this, the NPFL. We're not supposed to even call them professional football league.
Give her one bottle. Calm down.
To me,
Sawa, I owe you one bottle.
Thank you very much.
I owe you one bottle.
Now here, saying they owe me bottle.
I owe you one bottle.
And a big bottle.
No, I just talk this.
But the truth of the matter be say, Ahmed Musa, as he day like this, no fee they travel by road.
Yes. He was never supposed to.
Because we know the risk. We know the risk involved. Now, even the nearby games where they go,
animals are more equal than the other.
Napoleon.
But the truth of the matter be say, Ahmed Musa is the captain of the Super Eagles.
Thank you.
Ahmed Musa is the face of the Super Eagles.
Thank you.
If anything happened to Ahmed Musa, a national disaster.
So what you're saying is inadvertently that big name players big past the conditions of the NPFL.
Definitely.
Yes, now.
Definitely.
Big name. So All those retirement plans, you just said they're exclusive to MPFL, it happened all over the world. No.
If you are a big man, you are a big man. And when Zlatan come out for Sweden, he come back, they must give a national team work.
No, wait, understand what they tell you.
Kill us up.
Understand what they tell you. Tevez. Okay, make I know you Tevez because Tevez get score. You understand? When players retire, go back to their countries. Like Brazil, like Argentina, like this.
When they go back to what they call it,
they exclude themselves. Say, okay, and then they travel away matches. And then they do this.
Robinho, not they do all those kind of things. When they go, what they call it,
some of them go. They choose matches.
They choose matches.
Me, I know they fought. I know they yesterday they fought. Ahmed Musa.
No. Musa, they talk about the conditions of the NPFL.
No go help him matter. And see, saying go even play some away matches. He tried. If Namibia met Musa, I go say now only home matches I go play.
Exactly.
Only home matches. So that I go just relax for Kaduna. If they won't play home matches, I go. Moreover, I said they don't even pay me salary. So why I wanted to kill myself for something we say Namibia.
So Musa be pass the league.
See, Sawa. No,
Some names are bigger. Let's just let it be.
As we be right now. This player, what they talk about, the last salary when they collect per month was $650,000.
And that was years ago.
Per month.
Yeah. Years ago.
Last year. So, RCB is bigger than the whole NPFL. How much NPFL they bring?
Thank you.
No. How much NPFL they bring?
NPFL does a mega money deal.
When?
NPFL TV.
And they tell you, say, player in last salary is $650,000 per month.
Red strike partnership.
Nobody see them put money for the
league. That
money,
that
NPFL
that
now.
Partnership.
But that NPFL TV, I mean, so far, hit or miss, guys?
Hit.
First off, the picture quality is superb.
The production.
Production fantastic,
okay.
And because they put people, we say Sabi the work.
Okay.
I feel say once where they still feel improve on Red Strike. If they listen to me, and I say maybe they bring in more matches, more matches per week. Because I no go live for you.
Yeah, you give that truck. What they go tell they do
online and terrestrial. Which one go?
No,
which one go sell
when
the
they carry
online
they
broadcast and terrestrial.
So you guys do terrestrial for your home base fans.
Yeah.
Online definitely go be for people with the outside.
Okay.
Like it or not. Because now
online terrestrial cable TV.
Can I put this to you? Not be with the discussive. Studies just show say as much as you did online, you need to do offline. In other words, as you did for TV, you need to do for digital.
Okay.
So everything they move hand in hand. That's why any organization when we say not get a digital team, na pass. So this thing when they do, it makes sense. When you don't get a digital, give us localized. In fact, the people are
people.
90.
Okay.
Because the amount of people when they watch it here,
for the local matches. All right, guys, we got our time don't finish. We just need to wrap up. So big shout out to NPFL for NPFL TV, and big shout out to
Red Strike
and all of that. Finally, Starboy for this episode. We got every episode we get Starboy with the profile.
Starboy for this episode.
Anayo Iwala. We're making debut for the Super Eagles of Nigeria under Gernot Rohr. Play two matches. He played against the Benin Republic, and of course he played against Lesotho. Those two games, and of course a lot of people don't talk about Anayo Iwala and the clamor for more inclusion of NPFL players. So Anayo Iwala, our star boy for episode one of the NPFL Tata 4. Guys, the guy, you know, make good case for NPFL players for national team.
See, sure now. Anybody will watch Anayo Iwala talk, say stars no dance in NPFL. May that person go sleep. May him go back, go sleep. Even John Ogu gas tweet and say, now you know, say stars Yakbayanski. Ballers them, they inside the NPFL. See, like them or not, until this our coaches them start to they go around stadium, sit down, they do that work.
Yeah.
One thing why they always talk, I don't like to hear them say if player don't reach one stage, you know if you develop them or you know if you teach them, not lie.
Yeah.
Not lie.
You can always teach.
I see your tweet
that the way they talk about Zidane where they get private sessions with
Vinicius Junior.
Yes,
you understand? See, the truth of the matter be say. If players see opportunity to play for Super Eagles, now opportunity for them to learn. an opportunity for him to improve because he's a local player. Now, the essence of you bringing local players into the Super Eagles squad, basically, nobody say you won't come put them as training materials. No, it shouldn't be like that. Okay. It should be say this player won't add something to the Super Eagles. Value. And also, he should be able to take something back with him to the
to
club when they from come.
Yeah,
because
fantastic.
last, now Nigerian football, we talk about. Nigerian football starts from the local league.
Yeah.
See, the truth of the matter is, until we get our settings right for this country, we're not going to move forward as a footballing nation. Until we not understand, say, football is local. The future of football in any country is local.
Yeah.
Until we understand that concept, we go always the rigmarole, round circle. Hey, Oyibo.
I'll tie this thing up with the fact that, okay, maybe that might be a challenge for the Nigerian men football, but at least I don't work closely with the Nigerian women in football, whether na club or whether na for Falcons.
National team.
And I will give shout out to the former coach for Super Falcons, Thomas Denabi, even the new one, Wildrum. Even as at this weekend, instead they work, they go from club to club. To
yeah, come in request to come watch the Super Six.
Now, waiting now, in the Ijabode. So, and you see some fantastic work, some fantastic players when we see them on ground. So, the thing I say, it depends on where you get your coach from. Most of the coaches that they get from the women's side, people end up coach college football, university football, and all those processes. Those ones, they're very keen on developmental football. Yeah. But for the men, they always bring all those world-class coach. Those are when they do club and club, not all those school package. Now, make it always a day difficult for them to put body down, to come carry the player hand in hand. But small, it does they happen. Because I believe, say, with more Nigerians when they clamor, and with Anna, you're doing something like this, it don't give us reasons to tell you stay talk.
And to look more into the league, we'll get players.
Now, for example, when you give example, the bank, there's no reason for you to not want to try them again. So I feel like, on that note, Starboy, no pimpers.
Starboy, like Anna, Iwala. So we'll take wrap up episode one of MPFL Tata
Foot. Starboy, you don't use me.
Make sure, you subscribe to our YouTube channel and make sure you turn on your notifications so that every time we drop another episode of MPFL Tata Foot, you will be among the first, you know, to always get the notifications, and make sure you always chook mouth too on top our discussions. This na MPFL Tata Foot, this na Football Republic podcast, and of course this is your number one chook mouth station, Wasobia FM. Football Republic.